Hey, CT.
Yeah.
Man, I gotta tell you something. It is so cool.
Oh, wow.
Well, listen, I was down by the river, you know, I'm a river rat, that's what I do. And all of a sudden, I find out that, you know, the bad birds. Oh, you mean Bob and Louie and Sid? Oh, yeah. They're famous. Oh, what do I do? Okay, you know what happened?
Yeah.
Well, I gotta tell the folks. This is Scroat along with the CT Mouse, very up and coming young mouse.
Oh, thank you.
This is my second Scroat cast, and I'm out of control. This is so cool. Okay, here's what happened. Bob and Lenny and Sid, how should I put it? I gotta tell the folks. They're crack birdies.
I know.
Yes, here's what happened. Their mom was flying around, and you know, she's flying around, and there was this bag. Well, it was a bag with like a thing.
Yeah, it was on the shelf, right? She saw her sugar. So she picked it away. That's cocaine. She went zippy zippy. And she was carrying Bob and Sid and Lenny. There we go. They're crack birdies. So they're there, nutty.
That's right. So anyway, they're looking, and they're doing this thing about this guy. He's like a reporter, and he's doing this report on the birds pooping. So Bob goes, he's doing a thing on the birds pooping, huh? Okay, here's what we do. And they got the rookie birds, they're flying around, you know, and the guy's talking, so he goes, Lenny, go fly over there, do one of them flip lippy dips you do, and lay one right on his shoulder. And Lenny goes, yeah, that'll do it. Lenny flies over there, does one of his little tricky flies, gets the guy's attention, and just drops a load on his shoulder.
Oh, wow, that's so cool.
Yeah. So he tells Sid, okay, Sid, you know how you do that thing where you fly upside down and backwards, and then, you know, what I would need you to do is one of them flippy things, and draws attention, and then just kind of like take a dump upside down. He's going to open his mouth, and he's going to be looking straight up. And I'm going to fly in just like Luke Skywalker. And I'm going to drop a 10-cent turd right down his throat. And it's on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Shows them. So they're famous as all out. And we're down there, we're partying. And there's, the crack birdies. And there's Banger. He comes down from his end of the thing.
Oh, he's badass.
Yeah. See, folks, Banger is a raccoon. And he's 4 feet tall, and he stands up. And he don't take no crap from nobody. Even though, I got to tell you this. I shouldn't tell you this, but I got to. One time. Otto is there camped out, you know, because he had that situation in Vietnam, so he's not really dealing with people too cool. And he's sitting there on his little thing there, and I got my dolly top on. Streak's there. Oh, Streak, where are you? Streak is, he's a squirrel, he's insane. And then we're all kicked back. Here goes Banger. Comes out of the woods. Yeah. And he comes up, and he's, flashing gang signs, and he stands up, and Otto looks over. And Otto's got his little stick. And he don't do anything with it, just like pokes shit around and looks under stuff. And he looks over, and he goes, oh, wow. So he takes the stick and kind of like, and Banger just does like a karate move and gives it out of the way. And Otto goes, oh, wow, that's so cool. So then Otto goes, hang on. So he broke out the pop, the suckers with the candy in them. The popsicles. Whatever them candies are. They're really cute. So he takes the stick, breaks it off, and he flips it to Banger. Of course, Banger catches it. He can play third base with the Dodgers. Yeah. And, Banger looks at it. And he became a cheery one. I like Jerry was. I didn't want to say anything because, Banger kicked my ass. I pissed him off, so I didn't say shit. All of a sudden, Banger takes it, put it in his mouth. Now, this is one of them. Anyway. What's a round, hard thing? Banger puts it in his mouth. Crunch, crunch. And everybody looks and goes, man, we don't want to piss him off, because he will just crush your shit to pieces.
Yeah.
So Banger crushes the crap out of it, and all of a sudden, he gets this lick on his face. Like, he squinches it up. See, this is what YouTube should have got, was Banger after he ate that sugar, because he gets, he's a freaking raccoon. He never had sugar before. He might have had some cocaine. Never had sugar.
You want to enter the T-shirt, sir?
Yeah.
I can't help it. I'm doomed.
So anyway, Banger makes this face, and he just took off. We haven't seen him since.
Oh, no.
No, it's pretty cool, because he's a badass. And it's our part of the river has been... Okay, then, boom. Here comes Otto. He comes out of the bushes. He's sneaking around doing stuff. He's Vietnam Vet. He thinks he's in the jungle and half the fucking time. So then he goes, hey, we got to go to a meet in the town. And I go, okay, let me just end this podcast by saying, this is like my, the holiday season one.
Yeah.
So, from me... Your favorite, maybe not your favorite, river rat that runs around in a dolly top with a positive attitude, but maybe in the top, two or three. And of course, this up and coming mouse, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to, actually, I had to tell your whole name, because, his whole name, his family name had to be changed because it was S word, S house, mouse.
Yeah.
And it was PC and everything. We couldn't go around and say, hey, shit house, hey, shit house. That wouldn't work.
No.
So, the attorneys and everything, they got together and, they changed his name to Cabin Turd. It's Cabin Turd Mouse.
No, not Mouth. Mouse.
Cabin Turd Mouse. Yeah, okay. Cabin Turd Mouse. And that worked out pretty good. Because a mouse is not a dirty word.
No, if it's turd, it's not a dirty word. Wait a minute.
No, okay. So you get it. So we call him CT. In case, any kids would happen to stumble upon, a bootleg podcast, because we keep them locked up, right? right next to the Valium and the creatine.
Yeah.
Okay. This is scrolled along with
I see T-Mouse.